Gordon-Ross, like the locker room has taken a hit in the past couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, those are two big, you know, big personalities to lose, big influential guys, leaders. But, you know, we've also replaced them with some pretty quality guys. With obviously, the people we bring into the building are of high quality, and we have a lot of faith in. So, you know, although it's tough to see guys like that move on, it's kind of part of the deal.
Did you speak to Dormos after the deal was
made? No, I hadn't talked to him yet.
With this fourth preseason game, is it going to be interesting for you guys on the sidelines to see how these jobs shake out? Is it always fun to watch, you know, what happens on the field?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's, we try to be as encouraging as possible. You know, the real situation is that, you know, we got to go from 90 to 53. Here in a couple of days, and really this is their last opportunity to go out there and try to make this team, but also put some tape out there for some other teams to get evaluated. So, you know, as a veteran, you want to see these young guys go out, you know, carefree, have fun, cut it loose, show what they got, and just be there to support them, be there to assist them. But it's definitely fun to watch them. You know, these guys have been grinding since they got here, and this is their opportunity to really, you know, step up on the stage.
You played 33% of special team snaps last year, so you're technically a special teams player. This special teams group's lost some experience this offseason, including Brayman, Dornbos, Terrence Phillips. How do you guys replace them?
You know, I think, you know, we're obviously going to call on some younger guys to really fill those holes. You know, I think, you know, those are, we only replace them knowing that we have somebody behind them that we feel really good about. And I think that's the good part about it, is that we've replaced them with guys that we think are actually going to help our team get better. And you know, we're still figuring out from a roster standpoint who that 53 is going to be. But in most of those key positions, I think we feel good about it.
Now, Jim clearly values guys with corner safety versatility. I mean, you can do it. Brad and Corey Graham, Jalen can do it. It's an obvious question, but why is that so valuable to a defense?
Because guys always get hurt. I mean, it's, you know, it's one of those things that I don't think I've been through a season where somebody in the DB room doesn't get hurt. And you need guys that, you know, won't drop off. And then you don't know which position that's going to be. So the more positions that guys can play, the more versatile, the more packages you can have, the more elaborate your defense can be, and the more jams you can get out of when you do have injuries. You know, I've been on teams, I remember in New Orleans we played a game versus Steelers, and we might have had one active corner, and all safeties played, you know, in the game, and we didn't limit ourselves. We had every single package, dime package, you know, there's five safeties on the field. And so, you know, when you have that versatility, it gives you a lot of flexibility.